Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here today, because just by pressing play, you've already done something powerful. You've chosen to show up for yourself. And that is exactly what today's episode is about. The idea that you have more influence over how you feel, how your body functions, and how long and well you live than most of us are ever taught to believe. Not through extreme measures, not through perfection, through small, consistent, sustainable choices, made with curiosity and compassion rather than pressure or fear. That's your power, and today we're going to explore it together. Today's wellness briefing draws on insights from cardiologists, metabolic health physicians, longevity researchers, and social scientists. And what's remarkable is how much they all agree. Across every single source, the same foundational truth keeps emerging. Your body is not simply declining over time. It is constantly, actively trying to repair and restore itself every single day. And your daily habits, what you eat, how you move, how you sleep, how you connect with others, those habits are either supporting that repair process or getting in its way. That is genuinely good news, because it means the conversation isn't about stopping something inevitable. It's about giving your body the conditions it needs to do what it already wants to do. Let's walk through the big themes together. Segment 2, blood pressure and what's really driving it. Let's start with blood pressure, something that affects tens of millions of people and yet is still widely misunderstood. A panel of three physicians, including a family medicine doctor, a cardiologist, and a hospital doctor, addressed this directly, and what they said might surprise you. First, there is no single perfect blood pressure number that applies to everyone. Your ideal reading depends on your age, your health history, and what's actually causing any elevation in the first place. An occasional spike from a stressful moment is very different from pressure that stays elevated day after day. It's the consistent, chronic elevation that concerns physicians most. Now here's the part that often gets left out of the conversation. One of the most significant drivers of high blood pressure today is something called insulin resistance. Think of it this way. Insulin is like a key that helps your cells open their doors to receive energy from sugar in your blood. Insulin resistance happens when those locks gradually stop responding to the key. Over time, when we regularly eat a lot of refined carbohydrates and processed sugars, it can actually damage the inner lining of our blood vessels, making them less flexible, less able to relax and adapt, and that raises blood pressure. This means that what's on your plate is directly connected to how your heart and arteries are functioning. Building on that, a metabolic health physician also highlighted insulin resistance as one of the top hidden drivers of persistent fatigue. And here's the important part. Standard blood tests often don't catch it until it's quite advanced. If you want a clearer picture, you can ask your healthcare provider specifically about a fasting insulin level and a calculation called HOMA-IR. Those two things can reveal what a basic glucose test might miss. Speaking of fatigue, let's talk about it, because so many people are living with a low-grade exhaustion that just feels like they're normal, but it doesn't have to be. That same metabolic health physician identified 7 of the most common and addressable reasons people feel persistently tired. Building through them naturally, chronically elevated stress hormones like cortisol can quietly drain your energy reserves. Mild constant dehydration, which most of us don't even notice, is another major culprit. Then there's insulin resistance again. Low levels of key minerals like magnesium, poor sleep quality, and those blood sugar swings that come from eating a lot of refined carbohydrates. What's encouraging is that all of these are things you can actually do something about. None of them require a prescription to begin addressing. They respond to food, water, movement, sleep, and stress support, the very foundations we're talking about today. Now let's talk about something that I find genuinely wonderful, the science of how your cells repair themselves. Dr. David Sinclair, a longevity researcher at Harvard Medical School, describes aging as a process where cells gradually lose their identity. They start to forget what their specific job is. He uses the metaphor of a control system. Think of them like a set of tiny instruction tags on your genes that becomes disorganized over time. When those tags get scrambled, cells start functioning less precisely. But here's what his research and a remarkable Harvard long-term study of World War II veterans consistently found. 5 accessible lifestyle practices are associated with living up to 14 years longer on average. Think of that visual progress map, a life curve that bends upward significantly, not because of a pill or a procedure, but because of 5 things within reach. Those 5 things are not smoking, limiting alcohol to less than 1 drink per day, eating in a way that includes periods of not eating, which actually raises levels of a critical cellular repair molecule inside you, exercising regularly, and nurturing close human relationships. That last one connects directly to our next topic. Dr. Arthur Brooks, a Harvard Business School professor and social scientist, shared something that stopped me in my tracks. The single strongest predictor of clinical depression and anxiety today isn't sadness and it isn't stress. It's the absence of meaning. He describes genuine well-being as having three essential ingredients. Enjoyment, which is different from pleasure. Pleasure is solitary and automatic. Enjoyment is pleasurable experience shared with others and held in memory. More importantly, satisfaction, the deep reward that comes specifically from struggle and effort, not from things being easy, but from working through something hard. And finally, meaning, a sense of coherence and purpose that makes your life feel significant. And according to Harvard's longest-running study on human health and happiness, the single most powerful predictor of long-term well-being, even physical health, is the quality of your close relationships. Not your cholesterol, not your income, your relationships. Dr. Sinclair's independent research on loneliness and biological aging says the same thing. Connection is not just emotionally important, it is biologically protective. Segment 6, your environment and your brain's ability to change.
Two more quick but important ideas before we close. Dr. Mark Hyman, a functional medicine physician, reminds us that our everyday environment, the plastics we use, the products on our skin, the quality of our indoor air, can quietly interfere with our hormonal system and cellular energy over time. But he's not asking us to panic. He's asking us to understand that our bodies have built-in systems for handling this. Our liver, kidneys, gut, lungs, and skin all work to clear what doesn't belong. It just works best when we support them with fiber, hydration, and vegetables like broccoli and kale that actively assist the process. And finally, if you're starting any new health habit and it feels hard, that friction is not a sign of failure. Research on neuroplasticity, the brain's remarkable ability to build new pathways, tells us that 2 to 3 months of consistent practice is the window when new habits shift from effortful to automatic. You are literally rewiring your brain. The difficulty is the process working. So, what's one simple, cost-free thing you can do today? Take a 10-minute walk after your next meal. That's it, just 10 minutes. It helps your body manage blood sugar, it gently lowers stress hormones, and it signals to your nervous system that you are safe and cared for. You don't need a gym, you don't need equipment, just forward motion. And as always, please remember that everything you heard today is for education and reflection, not medical advice. Your health is individual and beautifully specific to you. If anything resonated and you want to explore it further, bring it to your healthcare provider. And if you're experiencing persistent fatigue, elevated blood pressure, chest tightness, or feelings of hopelessness that are getting in the way of daily life, please reach out for support. Those are your body's signals asking for care. Answering them is strength, not weakness. Thank you so much for spending this time with your health today. You are worth this investment. You've got this. Take care of yourself.